Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Ag Secretary announced an equity commission will soon be formed to study USDA programs and their equity among producers. This is Rod Bain from the USDA.
The latest announcement regarding efforts of equality among Agriculture Department programs and their availability to all producers came Monday from Secretary Tom Vilsack.
We'll have an equity commission, which will begin the process of investigating all of the programs at USDA to make sure that we identify and root out any systemic racism that may exist in those programs.
Secretary Vilsack emphasized in his announcement,
"It's going to be a priority of USDA to make sure that we're treating all of our producers, especially socially disadvantaged producers, fairly. Reality is that we've not only had discrimination in the past, but we've had the cumulative effect of that discrimination, which needs to be addressed, discrimination that has taken place over the course of years at the Department of Agriculture."
Still to be determined is a timeline for the committee's formation and its appointment of members. In a related announcement Monday, National Black Growers Council Executive Director Dwayne Goldman was named USDA Senior Advisor for Racial Equity. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Congressman Jim Hagedorn last week introduced the Bipartisan Paycheck Protection Program Flexibility for Farmers and Ranchers Act. The Minnesota Republican says the bill would allow farmers and ranchers categorized as partnerships to utilize gross income when calculating maximum Paycheck Protection Program loan amounts. The CARES Act allowed for farmers and ranchers to apply for PPP loans by utilizing net income in their loan calculations. Unfortunately, Hagedorn says this prevents many agriculture partnerships from receiving the maximum PPP loan possible. Hagedorn's legislation provides enhanced flexibility by allowing the use of gross income to calculate the maximum loan amount. The bill also includes a retroactive provision to enable producers who initially used net income to recalculate their PPP loans, so long as the loans have not been forgiven. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.